It's been over a year since last Cut Out and Keep podcast, but I'm back with a special Halloween edition for you. Halloween is my favourite time of year. The whole of October seems to have this great sense of excitement in the air, and I spend the whole month preparing for it. So whether you're young enough to go trick-or-treating, are lucky enough to have kids to take, are throwing a huge Halloween party, are planning spending the night in front of the TV dressed like a pumpkin, here's a podcast filled with ideas and tricks for making the night a little bit more spooky. Chapter 1. Costumes. Costume making doesn't have to be expensive, and you don't need to be a skilled seamstress to make something that looks great. All you need is a good idea, a little bit of work, and some cheap materials. If you're in need of a costume idea, pop down to your local fabric store and browse through the pattern magazines on display. Many shops will specially order in Halloween pattern books and have a great range of Halloween-related fabrics on display. You could watch some favourite horror films or browse the internet to find inspiration. If you're really stuck, go with something obvious or make up your own terrifying creature. As for the production, there's a whole range of materials you could use that you might have lying around the house. Old sheets, curtains, or cheap rolls of fabric are great for cutting a hole in and throwing it over your head. Pop down to your local charity shop and pick up some clothes to customise, shred up, or cover in blood. Tinfoil is also a great material because you can sculpt it and twist it and then wear it on your head. Bin bags work well too, though they may get a little hot as the night goes on. At worst, you can decorate cardboard boxes, cover yourself in bubble wrap, or borrow your girlfriend and boyfriend's clothes to make yourself look a little bit odd. Luckily, Halloween is the one time of year where you can never go over the top with makeup. Paint your whole face or body and cover yourself in fake blood. Go mad with your hair, use loads of hairspray, or use a crazy coloured washout hair dye or spray. If you're going to a club, you could use ultraviolet face paints to really stand out. Now here's my recipe to make some really gooey fake blood. Take a packet of red or purple jelly and mix it up with 1.5 times the amount of water that you normally should. Leave it to sit. It won't completely sit, but that's what you want. Take a spoon and squish up the jelly into little tiny pieces. Add 4 tablespoons of honey and then mix in red and green food colour until you produce the desired realistic colour of blood. Now cover yourself. The blood will dry into disgusting globular drops on your skin. Disgusting, but perfect. Chapter 2. Decorating the venue. You can't get all dressed up without decorating your venue too. Trick 1. The lighting. Turn off all the main lights in the room. Alternatively, replace the bulbs with red, green, orange, or UV bulbs. Light your room with a mixture of candles, pumpkins, and fairy lights. Take down any pretty or nice decorations or ornaments and replace them with scary decorations. Cover tables and shelves with ragged black fabric or bin bags. If it's really dark, no one will notice anyway. You could place white foam around like cobwebs. One year, I made a giant cobweb on the ceiling with a ball of wool. If you have spare dressing up clothes and a mask, dress up balloons to create a scary monster to sit in the corner of the room. Halloween's not Halloween without pumpkins. Make sure to have at least one carved pumpkin in the room, lit with a candle. Encourage your friends to bring around their pumpkins too, and set up a scary looking pumpkin crush in the centre of the room. If you're really going all out, hang up a white curtain at one end of the room. Place a lamp behind it, pointing the light out onto the curtain. Cut up cardboard boxes to make tombstones, creepy trees, witches, and other scary shapes. Pop your cutouts behind the curtain and all your guests will see your creepy silhouettes. You could even hang some cutouts from the ceiling and point a fan at them for an even creepier effect. A smoke machine's a great investment if you're wanting your party to look really scary. You can turn it on and off throughout the night, filling up the room with a mysterious fog. For the final effect, buy yourself a CD of creepy noises, or make one beforehand with your friends. Howl, cackle, creak doors, and recreate thunder by bashing pan lids together. Play this quietly in the background to add some ambience to your party. There's a great pub in Edinburgh that does this, and you have to push through a fake bookcase to get to the toilets, and when inside it plays howling and screaming noises at you. Chapter 3. Disgusting party food. Don't settle for plain party food. This is the one time of year where you can make your guests eat food that looks disgusting. Cover cupcakes in roll icing and add eyes to make them look like ghosts, or decorate them with spiders. Make toffee apples, dipped in nuts, chocolate chips, and other kinds of confectionery. Stuffed pickles with green and black olives to make them look like eyeballs. Arrange your vegetables to look like creepy crawlies and pour glasses of blood like tomato juice. Use the scooped out remains of a pumpkin to make pumpkin pie. You can find the recipe on cutoutandkeep.net. And remember to keep the seeds and dry them out too. They taste great on salad. At worst, colour your food with disgusting colours of food colouring, or place jelly worms and candy bugs all over them. Make sure to stack a bowl full of loot for any trick-or-treaters who may call. You don't want to have to clean up the egg in the morning, plus it's always fun to polish off the leftovers. Here's my how-to for making disgusting bursting blood skull crushers. You can find the visual tutorial on cutoutandkeep.net. You'll need some kind of skull mould for this. You could use sugar skull moulds, but look around in your local supermarket, as they tend to sell skull-shaped ice cube trays at this time of year. Start by melting down 100 grams of white chocolate in a measuring jug over boiling water. Fill the skull moulds 3/4 full with white chocolate, making sure to get an even amount inside each mould. Now you'll need a ball or a bead or something round to place inside each mould. This will create a neat little crater inside the chocolate when it sets. Leave the chocolate to set for several hours and then remove the balls from the chocolate. Fill the craters until level with strawberry sauce. And then place the trays in the freezer for half an hour until the jelly sauce goes hard. Melt down another 50 grams of white chocolate and use this to fill the remainder of the mould. Leave to set and then remove the skull crushers from the mould. The strawberry sauce will be runny again, so when you bite into them, they will ooze. Chapter 4. Deadly cocktails. You can really get creative with your party drinks at Halloween. Create deadly cocktails from Maduri for a bright green drink, or use food colouring to make your drinks blood red or black, though red wine is pretty good at looking the part. But remember to make an equally scary looking non-alcoholic drink for the designated drivers to enjoy. Create a witch's brew by combining several shots of vodka, whiskey and a special spirit like absinthe in a giant cauldron-like bowl. Top up to 3/4 full with cola and then top the rest off with ginger ale. Add a couple of drops of food colouring and chop up an apple into pieces. Mix together and watch the magic happen. Chapter 5. Evil Entertainment. Bobbing for apples is always fun, but feel free to get a little bit more creative and gory with your party games. Fill up water guns with fake blood or green slime and gore up your friends. Create a ghost piñata and fill it with sweets and plastic creepy crawlies. Have a treasure hunt in your house or garden. Go to your local cemetery and play hide and seek. But that is only if they allow you in at night time, but remember to have respect for the dead. Have a zombie walk for your local neighbourhood, scaring passers-by and kids out trick-or-treating. Make sure to check if there's a ghost walk in your area. Even if it's rubbish, it'll still be fun to go out in your costumes. If you're wanting to stay in, hire some scary movies or play a board game. I recommend the Living Dead Dolls board game because it's good creepy fun. If you have a skilled friend, or if you can do it yourself, offer tarot card and hand readings to your friends. We used to create a little ghost walk through the corridors in our house and have friends jump out along the way. Alternatively, just play drinking games with spooky twists, or go down the pub in your costumes. Chapter 6. Devilish Delights and Party Favours. If you're having guests over, create spooky goodie bags for them to take away with them at the end of the night. Sugar skulls are always a nice treat, and if you put a lot of effort into them, they can look too decorative to eat. You could use your sugar skulls moulds with clay to create a proper decorative skull so that everyone can remember the night. At least make a batch of homemade skull crushers, candy corn, toffee apples and other elegantly evil treats to send them away. This Halloween edition of the Cut Out and Keep podcast has been available for the Halloween issue of Snippets. But if you didn't find it that way, make sure to check out the online magazine at snippetszine.com for more Halloween ideas and an exclusive interview with Emily Strange. Have a great Halloween, no matter how you spend it. And come and join us to get more ideas and share your own at cutoutandkeep.net. Bye for now!